the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER Sport.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy as you're talking.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show where words are brought together in sentence form and whispered passionately into your ears. Joel Kasem is the name I tend to use when signing autographs, and joining me today are my two co-hosts. First up is a woman whose Uncle John quit his job this week. It's Gabby Morris.
He did. He retired.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wait, your actual Uncle John retired.
I have an Uncle John.
Really?
We yes. And it happened to coincide with the other John Morris.
Football coach.
I love Gabby's blank stare right now.
Yeah. Oh, the footy guy. Yeah. No.
Did your Uncle John really retire this week?
He retired many moons ago. Oh.
Would have been good.
Uncle John. Hey.
Okay. Also joining us is a man who was mysteriously away when Prince Philip died. It's Mick Rad.
All it took was a little flick.
Well, you saw him. He was
so weird.
He was
like,
dead for a long time.
This person I work with who's very young, like early 20s, was like, yeah, anyway, so I heard that it was all a conspiracy. Like, he was already dead. And I was like,
Bernie's.
He's been dead.
It was Weekend at Bernie's.
But really, if you're going to make pretend he's dead, you would at least let him live till 100 before saying he was dead, wouldn't
you? Yeah, so he'd get a memo from the Queen.
Everyone was waiting for it.
Exactly. He would have been waiting. It would have been some sort of surprise, just rolls over in bed and just drops a memo on his face.
Yeah. It's such a weird conspiracy theory. I was like, what is that? That's like the worst conspiracy theory I've ever heard. Where did you get that from? TikTok. And I'm like, what? It's so bizarre. Anyway, yeah.
Hey, we're all in the same studio.
We are in the same
studio.
This is crazy.
Yes. So it's been, what are we? We're April now. I think March last year is when we had to stop coming in together. So over a year. It's nice to see you all.
I'm sharing your bodily warmth and spittle.
Spittle.
Bodily warmth.
Bodily.
Bodily?
Not bodily.
You said bodily.
Oh, I meant bodily.
Bodily.
Rewind the
bodily.
Tape.
Bodily.
I haven't got a rewind button. I'll try. What is this button?
We actually do need that. We need that rewind button quite a lot.
When you swear.
Because Mick says some weird things.
What?
What was that thing that you said?
Well, you know, here I was.
Here.
On my wedding trips last weekend.
Yeah, go on then. Give us the hot goss.
And people are kissing me on the forehead. There's something going on.
Let me see your forehead.
Just out of the blue. I've got a nice forehead.
Actually, yeah, I could see that.
It's quite big, though.
Wait, who's kissing you on the forehead?
I think Gabby has forgotten that last week on the show, Gab, we spoke about Mick being liked being kissed on the forehead.
Oh, my God, I did forget.
Yeah. It just goes to show he listened.
But sometimes, don't you reckon, I have been doing really awkward things saying hello and goodbye to people? Like,
what?
Going for the kiss. And then it's not a kiss. Then I end up nuzzling their chest, and it's just like really awkward. Like, I keep having those encounters.
Are you talking about now that it's post COVID?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if COVID's got anything to do with it. I think it's just me being awkward. But like, you know that do you kiss? Do you hug? Like the other day, I went to handshake, and then it was just they just like kind of grabbed my hand, and it was just we just kind of stood there, and I was like, help!
I hate. Not knowing how to greet somebody.
Yeah.
Especially someone you've known, but you know that they don't, you're not at quite the hugging stage. Yeah. Especially with guys, right? Like, some guys are happy to be hugged.
Yeah.
Other guys, you just never hug. You're just like, you just always handshake.
Do you still handshake really close friends of yours? Like, I'm talking like.
Well, for me, like my friends that I've been friends with since school, and we've been friends for like 20 years, we hug and we'll even kiss on the cheek. It's not not an issue. Yeah.
But every time you see each other? Like at the pub?
Not every time, no. No, if we hadn't seen each other for a while. But the ones that I see more often than not, it's just like a fist bump.
I like the side handshake, you know, the clasp, clap, and then the hug.
Bring it in.
Oh, yeah.
Because that way you can do both. You can do the handshake, but you can also do the sort of hug.
Yeah, yeah. I like to announce it so that people have full preparation.
I'm coming in!
Doing the slap hug thing.
So I'm puckering up.
Yeah. Give me your forehead. You know, like just give them a bit of warning.
Well, I did that with
the
guy at the wedding.
Are we hugging or we're kissing? Are we hugging or we're kissing? We're doing both, you know?
Like. Yeah, yeah. So one of the first wedding I had this year, I've now had three, craziness. Anyway, the first one was this guy who doesn't hug much, but on the day of his wedding, he was hugging everybody. It's just like, damn it, it's my wedding. I'm just going to go to the hug with everyone.
Let it all out.
The next day I went to say goodbye to him and I went for the hug and he's like, oh no, I only did that on the wedding day.
He actually said that?
and I said, oh, bring it in. And I just forced it on him. And then I saw him again when I was in Hobart like 2 weeks ago. And I went in for the hug and he was just like, just nothing. Just wasn't even.
Oh, like a wet fish.
Like, he just wasn't even going for it. It's just like, nah. And I was like, oh. And so I just shook his hand.
Oh, that's so awkward.
But it was so weird.
I've done that before when someone's gone into the hug and I haven't been able to get my arms up. So then they've hugged my arms and squeezed and then I've just kissed them on like whatever they've neck at their neck.
Nose.
And I'm just like. Because I don't want to leave you not getting anything. So here's a little kiss.
Your arms by the side, just patting them on the thighs.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Like a lick of steel.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But that's not. I guess he announced it. He said, on my wedding day, you all get hugs and never again.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
That's and then you all want more and you can't have it.
Just can't get enough.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you have been away for a while.
To be fair, I only missed one show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
I
right.
mean, we all missed it. We had a special Easter break.
Yeah. I was thinking on the way over here that you go away a lot, so we should have like a mixed trips segment. It could be your thing and you can tell
That's
us where you
fair.
Went.
I don't want to do that. I want to go on a trip.
Oh yeah. Oh, I haven't been on a plane.
Yeah, you know,
you were going to. I know you missed out. That's sad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, I thought the chances of me getting to Hobart and Perth and when, especially when this case turned up in Byron, I was just like, this is not going to happen. But it friggin' happened. I saw quokkas. I'm friggin' happy.
Yeah. You look like you had a great time.
Yeah, it was awesome. WA is great, eh?
I haven't been, it's just
so bloody far away from anything. And they like it. They're just like, we want to be our own country. They seriously do. They don't care about the East.
They're a bit like California.
Yeah.
You know, how they just want to like separate and be their own. Who?
California.
Yeah.
Oh.
You started telling the story and then you went, who? It was your story.
Well, wouldn't we all? Wouldn't two
I think
Seattle
I was a bit unsure
country.
About what I was saying.
Well, we all trust you.
Yeah.
How have you been, Gabby?
Good. The sportiest thing I've done the last few days, or last week, is I went to teppanyaki.
That's exciting.
I mean, if you're catching food.
Oh, my God, did I ever. I was definitely really showing off my hand-eye coordination, that's for sure. It was a work thing.
Yeah.
It's so awkward. Like, it's just such an awkward work thing. Like, it's just weird. It's just a weird thing.
Teppanyaki's tricky too because you're all like side by side, like around something, right?
Yeah, you're around the hot plate.
So it's quite hard to be social with people who are on the other side because you can't talk to them.
You're stuck, stuck to the person like to the left or right of you. And then you're just getting pegged raw eggs. And like, I mean, that's the best part, I guess, is like watching the colleagues that you don't like getting pegged. And you know that they're not going to catch it.
When you pay the teppanyaki chef
a little
bit
extra. Then you film it in slow-mo as well.
But
like, it is just such a weird, like I think, I would have really thought that we'd be done with that now, you know? Like how does it still, it's like, like the food was really not very good.
Oh,
it's just not.
It's never, you're paying for the show. And the food is just never as good as it would be.
But
if
once
it's
you've
to
done
a
it,
restaurant.
Like once you've done teppanyaki, you've done it.
Yeah.
Like the show, it doesn't. It's not like it doesn't change. It doesn't get better. It's this. You know.
I did love watching him chop really quick.
Yeah.
And just mixing it all. Yeah. You know. But you're right. I could probably watch it once every.
Just go to YouTube and watch it. Anyway, that was the sportiest thing I've done: catching bowls and raw eggs, which is.
You caught it. You didn't miss.
Yeah, I caught it. Oof. Although he freaking. You know how like they get the omelette and then they chop the omelette really fast and then they like shoot it like from the pan. It was it burnt my tongue. I caught it. Obviously, I'm going to catch it in my mouth. That's the prerequisite. Did it and I was like, spat it out. There's a video of me being like, it burns. So then the next time he was doing it, he was waving it with his little like skillet thing, just trying to make sure it wasn't. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I saw Bob Carr on the way here.
Who you thought was?
Bob Hawke.
Who's dead.
I was like,
Bob Carr,
who's that in my head? Who's that? I was like, I'll take a sneaky photo. Oh. Phone was on full volume. Ka-ching! Yeah. and he looked up and there's literally, I've got this photo of him just staring directly in the camera and I'm like, Bob Hawke? It's not Bob Hawke. What's his name?
Paparazzi Gab.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's so rude. Like, what an obnoxious thing to do. Just like see someone and be like,
yeah, I'm taking a photo of you right now.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. But you hear them taking a photo. I was Googling Bob Hawke for ages, being like, it's not quite right. It's just not quite right. Who is it?
Classy.
Yeah. Cool. How are you, Joel?
I'm all right. Yeah. Running on a very minimal amount of sleep as my girlfriend got herself a dog this week.
That's right.
A puppy, an 8-week-old cavoodle.
You're a daddy.
Yeah. And yeah, it's very tiring.
Yeah.
People have children. You've got no idea. Imagine having a dog.
It's hard work. They cry all night.
It's just crying. Constant crying.
And that's when you turn into the sucker that brings them into your bed and then they just sleep in your bed.
Yeah, can't let that happen.
Ugh. No.
Got to be strong.
You're going to be broken by next week at this time.
I would say so. So, yeah, I haven't done anything sporty at all, but as I was saying, I'll be away tomorrow and I'm probably going to try and get to the beach in the morning. So then that'll be something sporty I can talk
surf?
About next week. Yeah.
The surf's really big.
Is it?
Yeah, it's huge.
I watched the camera thing.
Or maybe Manly's a bit more protected.
Yeah, I think it's a bit tiny. But good for me. Yeah, that's all. And
excellent.
Yeah. Okay. My favorite part of the show is the awkward silence. So we don't know what to do.
It's a segment of its own now.
It is
the awkward silence. It needs a little intro.
I'll try and get one made up.
Excellent.
But yeah, look, we have ads that we have to play now. So.
I know, I heard about this.
Oh, yeah. They're so popular.
We've got a producer.
We've got sponsors and a producer.
Yeah.
And now we do ads.
Yes.
Hi, Rowan. And we're going to have a social media manager because our fans are going off the bloody hook.
I know, it's mental. It is really crazy.
We're excited.
On forehead and everything. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Getting noticed in WA.
Yeah. Someone, I swear, took a photo of me when I was walking down the street.
Was it Bob Carr?
Bob Carr took a photo of you. Bob Hawke starts taking photos of me. Anyway, we'll play an ad.
Nothing says berries like Kerry and Terry's Berries and Cherries from Berry. Delivered by daughter Mary and son Jerry by ferry to your very door. Terry and Kerry's Berries and Cherries are certified organic with nothing scary. Their berries won gold at the Golden Cherry Awards 2016. Come and visit the Berries Airy Prairie and taste the best cherries and berries you've ever had. Kerry and Terry have just opened a coffee and toffee shop on site, just down Derry Street, Berry. Look out for the gate with the big cherry on top.
Okay, thank you to the Berry family.
Thank you, Berry Cherry family.
For looking after Across the Park.
Oh, I'm looking forward because that we also, they delivered us some cherries and berries.
Yes, they did, yeah. Can't wait to get stuck into them.
So, looking forward to that.
Delivered by ferry from the Airy Prairie. So. Very nice of them.
Wow, that's more production value in that ad than this whole show combined.
Than the whole of 2SCR, I reckon. Oh. Wow.
And that was a joke if anyone didn't notice.
How would you spoil that? That was great.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. Okay.
To be honest, that was quite beautifully done.
It was very nice.
Well, you set the bar very high. I hope the ads are that great every week.
Every week? I'll see how I go. Let's say once a month.
No, we need more money, though, so we need to do more
ads.
Okay,
we'll do more. Yeah. Well, Adrian Walton, if you're listening, please.
You got nothing to do, mate.
All right. In the NRL, round 5 finished last weekend.
Mm.
And the Dragons are starting the year as the dark horse of the competition.
They do this every year.
Oh, okay.
The Dragons start well and they end up crap.
That's what happens.
Is that your Batman? That's quite good if it's your Batman.
That's right.
Very good.
I'm Batman. You're Batman?
I'm also Batman.
I thought I was Batman.
I think I sound like a dead frog.
Oh, that sounds really weird. That's kind of cool. Do it again.
I am the leader of the opposition party.
Jesus.
Bob Carr.
Yeah, that's how I remember him sounding.
Right. Very good. Yes. No, the Dragons.
This is what I'd much prefer to do than talk about NRL. It's just voices.
Let's do voices then.
Just kidding.
No, the Dragons beat the Eels. The Eels were 4-0. They've lost their first game.
That's right. Yep. So
only the Panthers left.
Leaving the Panthers
now
as the only side to have won every single game so far this season.
And they're playing the bloody Broncos.
Yeah, so they're playing.
Well, they played them last night, in fact. And I'm predicting that the Panthers won by 35 points.
35, okay. Yeah. Well, look, I actually do have a stat about that, obviously, so it's going to change tonight, depending on the score and whatever. But the Panthers, in the last 23 games that each team has played, Penrith have only lost one game and Brisbane have only won two games.
Damning stat. So, yeah, it should be a flow.
I would assume the Panthers have won.
Yes. And are 6-0 right now.
6-0. They actually got in a bit of trouble this week they ended up not getting into trouble, but there was a whole thing about Penrith being like these overconfident young men who just like...
Oh, that doesn't sound like NRL at all.
...terrorise other teams and like
I
really
saw
get
that
in there and niggle them and...
Did you see the video of
annoy
that?
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing I've seen, the highlights.
It's not a good look, to be honest. Like, teams that are that niggly can just sort of turn off the viewers, I think.
Yeah.
I agree.
People don't
especially
want to see that
too much. Especially when it's not done in like in a way that's kind of like nice, but not nice. Like, what they did just looked yuck.
Yeah.
It just looked bullying.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't mind it if like ex-teammates do it because they sort of
know
each other
and
they're,
I mean,
they're mates.
Kind of like,
but if it's just a bullying tactic, sort of niggle just for the sake
of
niggle.
But he was just standing on the sideline.
Yeah. Wasn't even in the field
wasn't
of play.
Wasn't even in the field of play. Just minding his own business. The guy looked like he was completely off with the fairies, to be honest.
Yeah, he wasn't watching.
He wasn't watching. And then they just came up and just started full on harassing, like they was going to have fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Wait, someone told me they didn't know what fisticuffs meant.
Really?
Yeah, I was in a party on Saturday night. I was like, oh, this is going to get into fisticuffs. And they're like, what the f*** is that?
They probably thought it was some ye olde term from the 1900s.
Yeah, well, I guess it is, but fisticuffs.
It's a good word.
What is it? I guess it's your cuffs and your fists and your face.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everyone knows what it means.
One day.
For one person.
I'll find the history of it.
Okay.
Anyway, and this guy, and then they come and they get him, but then it just completely blows out of control and it just turns into... just yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a subtle king hit, you know? Like, he's just standing there and he just gets whacked out. I mean, he didn't get whacked, but you know what I mean?
King hit by the words.
Yeah. Like, what was it? What were they saying to him, do you reckon?
Oh, they would have been like...
sucked in.
Yeah. Look at the scoreboard. Stuff like that.
I reckon it would be much worse than that.
How are you?
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Hope your family's
well.
But
I think Mick's right. I think that there's an element of, like, you're going to come across as just, like, dickheads.
Well, you don't... You, I mean... fair enough. Like, they've won a lot of games in a row, as I just said. But they lost the grand final. I mean, you can be confident to a point. Don't be too confident because you lost the grand final.
I feel like it's too risky. It's too risky if you're too confident too soon.
Yeah.
We all know what happens when you get too confident.
Yes.
What happens?
I
just
want to
know.
Fall.
Yeah, you have a fall.
It's what is it? There's something before the fall? It's another something.
Storm?
No. Yeah. Yes. That'll do.
The storm before the fall.
Storm before the fall. We all know what happens, do we? No, we don't.
Any more NRL news?
Oh, Carmichael Hunt is going to go back to the Broncos.
Yeah, crazy.
I reckon he'll play in the halves within a couple of weeks.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
We'll he left he for AFL first, right? Played for, I think he did.
He's like Jared Hayne Light. He's gone and tried to follow all the different sports and follow his dreams. He tried to go to the NFL.
But what has he been doing lately? Is he playing any sport? Union?
Don't know. Yeah. Don't think so.
Don't think anyone
Not since
knows.
He got back from America.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
He's a good talented
See how
guy.
He goes.
See if he can improve the Bronx. Though.
Yeah. Also, this weekend, if you want to witness history, go watch the Souths play Tigers Saturday night at 5:30. They will be the first team to put 100 points on in the NRL.
Don't be so harsh on your team, Joel.
It's going to happen. Gabby's uncle, as we said earlier, John Morris, has coached his last game for Cronulla after Craig Fitzgibbon inked a 3-year deal to take over from the club from 2022.
Fair enough, too. I'd walk. If I knew another coach was coming in and they didn't want me, just get out.
But why? What about your money?
Oh, does he forego his money?
I don't know what happens there. Yeah. I don't know. If you quit your job, they don't keep paying you.
True.
So he'll probably have some sort of leave.
Severance.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. I think he'd be a good pickup for some team.
Oh, actually,
like
John Morris. He played for the Eagles
coach.
At one point. He's a nice guy.
Played for the Tigers. He was one of those.
He played for everyone. Yeah.
Everyone.
But yeah. No, they're not going to get 100 points.
South will get 100 points.
Settle down.
100-1. Tigers will accidentally kick a field goal.
Going for the sideline.
In AFLW, the Adelaide Crows have qualified for their third grand final after a comprehensive 19-point win over Melbourne at Adelaide Oval last Saturday. They will also be hosting the game this weekend, which is always a big advantage. They'll be taking on the Brisbane Lions, who just got home over Collingwood 45-41. The grand final will be broadcast live on Seven and cool. Fox and KO and all that sort of stuff. Far out.
You didn't write that, did you?
Why didn't I write the time down?
All of our fans are waiting to know when to tune in.
I'm going to tell you because that's what I like to do on this show. I like to
Google
informative
quickly.
2 o'clock on
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock on Saturday.
Excellent.
At the Adelaide Oval. Pre-game entertainment will be G Flip.
Mick. Yeah. G Flip.
Yeah.
Do you know
who
G Flip is?
Excellent Australian talent. She plays drums on stage.
She looks a bit like me with a hat.
She does
and
a little bit look like
long
blonde hair. But she's got those funny aviator glasses with no lenses. Well, they have lenses, but they're like clear.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I've just got to have a quick Google. Oh, I see it.
You would probably know some of her songs.
She's got tattoos, though.
Yeah.
I missed a few letters in that word. She's got tattoos.
Yeah, but I didn't say she was me.
Identical. Maybe it is you, Gavin. You just like draw them on because they're just black.
That's exciting. Yeah. Great.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Okay, I will. In the AFL, Swans. We talked briefly about the Swans last week.
Carry on.
They are going so well. Why did I write rhetorical question? They, along with the Western Bulldogs in Melbourne... I don't know. I've written a rhetorical question and not written a question.
Excellent.
No, how good are they going is a rhetorical question.
That is a rhetorical question. Yeah. How good are they going, John?
How good are they going? I'm not going to answer because it's rhetorical.
Okay.
They take on Sydney rivals GWS this weekend, who are sitting 15th. So 5 from 5 is not out of the question. And then they take on Gold Coast Suns, who have only managed one win so far this season as well.
It's a big turnaround from last year. The Swans were terrible last year.
Yeah.
So no one really expected them to go.
No, they like St. George. We're going to be it's the red and white.
Oh, maybe.
It's the colours.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
Anyone else want to say anything before I continue?
No, please continue, John.
No, continue on.
Sure. In cricket, Australia has powered to a 3-0 clean sweep of the Rose Bowl series against New Zealand, defending 7 for 149 to win by 29 runs in a rate effect at the third one-day international. The Australian women's cricket team has now surpassed, or they did a few weeks ago, Ricky Ponting's famous side from 2003.
They're just slaying them on. Like, it's unheard of.
Yeah, so they've had 24 straight wins, Gabby.
That's who?
Good to hear you listening, Gabby. The women's Australian one-day cricket team.
Oh, cricket. I don't mean it. It just seems like if any sort of mention of cricket happens, it's like my brain just switches off.
It's like you've got, on like Twitter and stuff, you can block words.
Yes.
Your brain does that for you.
Although I did find a cricket ball on the side of the road in the gutter yesterday.
Oh.
It was great. Loved it. Picked it up. Had a play.
Was it six-stitcher?
What?
Was it a six-stitcher?
Don't know what that means. It was red and had stitches on it.
Yeah, see?
White stitching. How many lines? Stitching were there?
Not six, I don't think.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Controversial.
Throw it in the bin.
I gave it to the dog.
Was there still writing on it? Could you see any writing or was it just completely worn out?
No, it was worn out.
Okay. Yeah.
What is this mysterious cricket ball conversation that we're
having? Oh, we'll tell you all about cricket balls one day. Crooked balls.
Crooked balls.
Don't want to know about them, thanks.
In other cricket, men's Sheffield Shield started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
New South Wales, Queensland up in Queensland. New South Wales sucked and got bowled out for 143. Michael Nessa got 5 for 27.
Oof.
Just like ridiculous. The two opening bowlers got 9 of the wickets. It was just like they just smashed through them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we'll see if New South Wales can bounce back, but that's pretty tough to come back from that, especially up in Queensland.
Yeah. When is tomorrow? What? Did they? Was it one game?
It's a Sheffield Shield, four days.
4 days, yeah. So tomorrow they... Is that news from today?
That's news from yesterday, actually.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Our yesterday?
Oh
my God.
Somebody call.
Thursday.
This is what happens when I don't bring the news in.
Yeah. I have stop to asking questions, just listen to
Listening them. Is hard. It's very difficult.
Anyway, New South Wales have a very good team. Lots of Australian representatives in there.
Yeah.
And they've got a long way to go.
I remember hearing once, I think my dad told me this, and I wanted to ask Steve Warren. I don't think I did, because we had Steve Warren on this show.
Mm.
Yes.
And
he's a cricketer, by the way.
Yeah. When New South Wales have a good team, like a lot of Australian representatives, that's usually when Australia plays well.
Ooh, it's controversial, but I like it because I'm a New South Welsh.
Yeah.
It's some Victorians would very much disagree with that.
I would say they would, yes. But Tasmanians.
If the stats are right, if that's what it says, then it's true.
Again, my dad said that, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't trust your dad.
In soccer, the W League Grand Final happened.
Oh, my God. What a game.
Melbourne Victory. It took them 30 shots and 120 minutes to break.
Whoa.
Yeah. 30 shots. It's cheating, isn't it?
It was 0-0. Was it 0-0?
Yeah.
0-0.
All game.
All game. 15 minutes each way. 0-0. Last minute of the second half of the extra time, just before it goes to penalties, Melbourne score.
Yeah, from a corner.
Ooh, spicy.
Sydney home crowd was silent. You could hear a pin drop. Except for those Melbourne assholes who came up. No, it's really sad. I was really rooting for Sydney in that one.
Yeah, of course.
But I guess that's a pretty exciting game, even if there's not many goals.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. You want to walk away with a goal being scored.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, how many goals? How many? And the Sydney keeper, she saved like.
Oh, yeah. She got, I think, player of the
she
game.
She got player of the series, even the losing team.
Yeah.
Goalie for the team that lost because she was saved so many. So,
yes. I love a good goalie. Yeah. I used to be goalie.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was good.
She had a few balls in the face.
Yeah. I'm not going to go down there.
Thank you. Oh, you shouldn't.
I didn't mean that even when I said that. I'd also
Why doesn't he get some sort of like, I'm a perv?
We'll quickly mention the Matildas as well because they've had a couple of friendly matches over in Europe.
Yeah.
They played Germany. They lost 5-2. Then they played the Netherlands and lost 5-0, which is their biggest loss in like 1,000 years.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's not our full team because we're not only the players are in Europe are playing in this. So
yeah.
There are other players who would.
Where are they playing?
I think they played in Germany.
In all Netherlands as well.
Yeah.
I just didn't think that was still. Yeah, okay.
Oh, by the way, we're at less than 100 days to the Olympics. I think 98 days.
Yeah.
And they're still threatening to maybe cancel it. It's ridiculous. We're nearly 3 months out. And all the Olympians who go have to, once they've finished their event, they have to get out of the country within 48 hours.
48?
Yep. So you know how usually people go to Japan, they immerse themselves, go and see other events or anything? None of that. It'll be really cut down opening closing ceremony. There'll be no players are not allowed to go to shops.
No bonking.
Like, it's full
no
on.
Bonking.
It's going to be, as an athlete, the Olympics would just be awesome. Just an occasion to go to another country and immerse yourself, meet everyone, hang out. Yeah.
It's like school camp.
Yeah. I feel bad.
I don't know. I feel like they should just not do it. It's too stressful.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Like, it wouldn't even be that fun as you're saying, as an athlete. Like, you. Just a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, and likelihood of contracting COVID-19.
Okay.
Yeah,
a very quick game that I'm going to cut short.
All right. What's
that was pretty good.
Was there one question?
Sure.
I've got one.
Go.
Cool. Great. Okay. Speaking at the Australian Open, the feud between Nick Kyrgios and Novak Djokovic doesn't look like it's going away. What did Kyrgios call Djokovic in an interview last week? A, a smelly dog. B, a strange cat. C, a fat cow. D, a timid mouse.
I want to say strange cat.
Fat cow.
Oh, what is it? No. Who said what?
Cat.
Fat cow.
Fat cow.
Hey, I got the cow.
It's strange cat.
Yeah, I got it right. Thank you.
Oh, it's not cow.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
You said Kyrgios twice, right?
Oh my God. Where's my claps? Thank you. Another question?
No, we're out of time.
Oh,
just as our producer turned up.
I know. Good timing. All right. Good to be back.
Stay yes. sporty.
Love you.
And guys. Love everyone.
Illy. That means I love you.
Oh.
Illy.
Illy.
So when the young people say Illy, you say Illy.
Illy. Okay.
Joel.
Just means I like you. I get excited.
I loathe you.
All right.
Hey. Bye.